that? That was fun. All right, we'll just get right into it.
Sam, when you think about everything, nice, multiple stops, coming to the Jets, how can you just reflect on this moment where you're at right now?
It's a loaded question. It's a good first question. Man, I think, you know, for me, it's just, I said this, you know, in the Monday interviews that we did, but like I've taken it day by day, you know, throughout my entire career, and it's gotten me to this point. And you know, that's really all I can say about that. But it's because of the guys in the locker room, because of our coaching staff working their butts off every single day. Like, you know, that's why we're all here. You know, it almost felt like we got to the NFC Championship, then we won, and it was like, oh shoot, we're going to the Super Bowl. Like, it literally felt like it was just part of the process. And, you know, we did the same thing today. You know, offense, again, I feel like we didn't play as good as we could have. I certainly didn't play as good as I could have, but our defense had our back, our special teams had our back, and we got the win.
Would you ever have imagined that one touchdown from you in the Super Bowl would be enough? And what does that say about this team's construction?
Yeah, you know, I think... First of all, I mean, we got down there a few times. J-Mai had a great day. I think he kicked 4 field goals. So it wasn't just, you know, one touchdown. Obviously, we'd like to get in the end zone more. But, yeah, I think, you know, with our defense, the way that they've been playing, my job is to take care of the football. And I knew that coming into the game. And, you know, I did that. And, you know, I took the open guy when they were there. And, you know, if I had to take sacks, if I had to throw the ball away, I was able to do it. But I just played that kind of game, and I feel like, you know, we ended up coming on, being on top because of it.
Your touchdown pass to Barner, what did you see there? What were your emotions when you knew it was a touchdown?
Yeah, unbelievable play call. Great design by all of our coaches. Again, they stay up, you know, at crazy hours of the night to try to design plays like that. And, they were in a coverage to where AJ kind of got lost in the shuffle, and he came wide open and made a great catch. Yeah. Yeah, it's just it's special. I mean, you know, I shared a great moment with my parents and my fiance Katie after the game, and I think that's what kind of got me a little bit. You know, I told me and my dad don't really cry very often, and you know, I told my dad I was you know, and my mom, but you know, just I'm here because of their belief in me. And they believed in me throughout my entire career, and I think that's why I was able to believe in myself almost ad nauseum. Like, some people called me crazy throughout my career for believing in myself so much and having so much confidence, but you know, it was because of my parents, because of the way that they believed in me throughout my entire career, and it allowed me to go out there and play free and have a ton of confidence. Yeah, I don't think it's really hit me yet, to be honest with you. But it's special. And again, like I always say, it's this group is why it's special. You know, the connection that all of us have as players, the love that we have for each other. You know, the players, the coaches, really everybody in the building, top down from Jody all the way down. It's the love that we share, you know, throughout the building is special. And you know, I've never been at a place like it. Yeah, it's a great place to play. It's you know, it's just being close to home, especially just my parents being able to, and my grandma and grandpa actually making the trip is huge. You know, they don't usually get to come to games, and because it was such a short flight, they were able to come tonight, and that's a special thing for me as well. So it's great just to be close to home. Yeah, it's a cool full circle moment, I guess. You know, again, I haven't really thought about it, but it is special to be doing it at this place. And yeah, it's been fun. It's been fun this entire week, just getting to spend a ton of time with my teammates and being able to enjoy, you know, this stadium and everything that it brings. It's special.
Hey, Sam, you're a part of that
everything you've been through, did you ever think you would be the first one to win a Super Bowl?
I didn't not believe that I would be the, you know, it's just, it's special, man, and it's not, you know, it's not about that. To me, it's never been about that. You know, I'm just doing the best that I can every single day to be the best quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. That's really what it comes down to. And, you know, again, I didn't have my best stuff today, but, team had my back. Our defense, our special teams had our back, and, you know, we just played how we always played, you know, resilient, and, you know, we're, came out on top. So it was pretty special. Yeah, it's unbelievable to have a guy like EJ in your corner, you know, and I think he said it middle of the season, but he had a, you know, great quote, you know, defending me, especially after that game in LA where I didn't play my best football and had a few turnovers. But everyone in that locker room believes in me. They've had my back from the jump, and I have everyone's back as well. You know, that's just kind of how we roll as a team. And again, it's, you know, the journey and everything that comes with it, and being able to win a Super Bowl, it hasn't really sunk in. Even just saying it out loud, kind of, you know, it's an awesome moment that, you know, I was able to share tonight with a lot of my teammates and coaches. Yeah, I think it's all about my journey. The reason that I'm here is because of my journey, because of the ups and downs, especially the downs that I went through early on in my career. I learned so much about myself, about football. You know, I was able, you know, it's funny how it works. Like I didn't play great football my first few years of my career, and then I come here to San Francisco and I learn a ton. And I think because of that year in San Francisco, I was able to learn a ton and learn from Brock and Coach Shanahan. And, you know, I was able to kind of learn and go to Minnesota and, you know, great, you know, I played good football there, and I was able to come to Seattle and kind of do the same. So it's just, it's funny how things work, but that's life. You know, I'm just going to continue to keep working. What's that? They were not still there. No, the janitor crew here does a great job of cleaning up. So there were no cigars. No.
Thanks, Sam. Last question, guys.
Former Jets fan? Oh, man. Just keep going. Keep believing in yourself. That's it.
Thanks, Sam.
Say that one more time.
Do you think that your story is like a Cinderella story?
I think there's some parallels for sure. To be honest, I haven't seen that movie or seen, you know, heard about that story in a long time, but I definitely think there's some parallels.
That's it, Sam.
Thanks, guys.